Hi there. The word for you today is on the three thorns. Genesis 3 verse 18. God said, "Thorns shall it bring forth to thee." In scripture there are three particular thorns that paint a beautiful picture of redemption. Let's look at each of them and see what we can learn. First, there's a thorn-cursed creation. When Adam and Eve sinned, God said, "Cursed be the ground for your sake. Thorns it shall bring forth for you in the sweat of your face. You shall eat bread till you return to the ground." That's not how God originally planned it, but everything changed for us in that moment. Roses began to grow thorns. Fellowship with God was broken. And man, who was born to live forever, began that day to die. It was tragic, but God had a solution. That brings us to a thorn-crowned Savior. Matthew 27 verse 29 says, "When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head." Think about it. The curse that fell in a garden was lifted in a garden. When God drove Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden, you'll note that he placed an angel with a flaming sword at the gate to prevent them from ever re-entering it. But at the cross, Christ, who was the last Adam, was cut down by the sword of God's judgment, becoming our Savior and substitute, and securing our salvation. Now, as a result of the cross, we can re-enter God's presence. What did Adam lose? Fellowship with God, immortality, and sinless perfection. Well, at the cross, Jesus reclaimed and restored all of these to us. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Notice the words "in Christ." Did you know that 31 times in the New Testament we read these same words, "in Christ"? In other words, that's one for every day of the month. So rejoice. God loves you and he accepts you in Christ.